Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Hey.
Hello. Hello.
How y'all
hello.
Ladies doing?
You remember when we was little and we used to play in like a cave or a room and we'd be like, hello, hello.
Yes. Yeah, echo.
Hello. I used to love doing that in front of the fan. Especially when it oscillates.
See, y'all had too much time on y'all hands when y'all was little.
We had to do a lot of pretending and make-believing. Yes. Oh my gosh. I was just telling somebody that the other day, like, I didn't have a sibling in the house. My sister, yeah, but we 8 years apart. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't about to get down on the floor and play with me like that. Mm-mm. So I had to create my own imaginary friends and make-believe and aggravate my mom and my dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all ain't never used to make like a tent or a fort in your house?
Of course.
Take two folding chairs and put a blanket over top of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Girl, that's what I used to do when my babysitter used to make me sit up there and watch the stories. And I'd be like, I ain't watching this shit.
What? Watch the stories?
Hell no.
Man,
I don't want to see that mess.
In the days of our lives. Mm-mm. That's how I know everybody on there.
I used to take my mattress only when I had sleepovers. I used to take my cousins to come sleep over. I used to take my mattress off my bed and put it in the living room, and that was our
way you sleep.
We had a ball.
No, we made pallets.
We had my Uncle Robert and them had like a sleeper sofa, and they would pull that out.
No,
and we would sleep there, or we would all get in the bed.
Yeah,
it would be like three or four of us in the bed. Me, Tanya, and Nico slept in the bed all the time.
You let me sleep on a goddamn sleeper sofa now. My back gonna be hurting for a damn month.
But you know, they have some really good sleeper sofas.
Really? Now?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Actually, my mom has one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sleep, though.
Yeah, I bet you. Go get your ass over there to Linda.
But she paid a good penny for it. Better sleep good.
Yeah.
No, we pay a lot of money now for furniture, and it don't be good furniture.
Well, my niece ended up coming back home, and she purchased it because, you know, my niece is very tight with her money. Mm-hmm. And so she lives like, oh, I hate to be so. She lived like piled up, and to save a dollar, she would do that. And she ended up buying the sofa.
And Robin and Scrooge McDuck.
I mean, she was
Where'd
in the
she
military,
get that from?
So I don't know. But she lived out in the wilderness, so sleeping on a mattress. I like that ain't.
I feel
too
like
far
I don't care how much money. Okay. I don't feel like how conservative somebody is with spending money. You can find the cheapest of the cheapest of the cheapest of the cheapest of the people. Every person has a guilty pleasure that they will, I don't care how much it costs, I want it.
I think her guilty pleasure is stocks. She buys lot of stocks.
That's
like the
good.
Girl is sitting on.
But she got the return. She gets the return on investment.
But she's not really, now she does travel.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's
so
her
maybe
pleasure.
That's her guilty pleasure.
She mm-hmm. does travel, but she doesn't spend money when she travels. She just,
I mean, what the fuck?
She
you
just
going
wants
at,
the experience. I guess she just wants. The
I mean, you, but when you travel, you
culture.
Have to have money to move around the city, the
and
country,
she's probably
or whatever.
Spending it on food.
I mean, that's probably
and,
it. But as far as like shopping and buying souvenirs and stuff, no,
no, hell no. The souvenirs, the pictures I got in my phone when I ain't doing that shit no more either.
What's that?
Buying souvenirs for nobody.
Oh.
Next.
It's just limited.
You think about how much money you've spent on souvenirs for people going different places.
I get my
say,
mom
you just
going to
give them a postcard, which you say, hey, from Fiji.
Yeah. That's
I get my mom. If nothing else, I get my mom. And now the grandkids, I give them like t-shirts or whatever. But my mom, I always give her a mug, and that's her thing. She doesn't travel.
Mm-hmm.
She is afraid to really travel,
mm-hmm.
and so she travels through me. Yeah. So I bring her back a mug from every place that I've visited, and she keeps a collection of it.
And I bring my mom back. I bring my mom back magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to put on her
and that's what my mom likes. Magnets are either shot glasses, but
Miss Teen.
Well, I don't know. I don't think she takes shots, but we talk about Ernestine here.
I got shot
glasses. She likes shot glasses.
And I get the cheap ones. Remember, where did I go? I went to Mexico. I bought y'all the bottle openers with the balls on it.
Yeah, the penis.
I just thought it was cute.
I started laughing at it the other day. I saw it on my, I put it on my refrigerator.
I gave it to somebody to open up. They didn't realize what they were holding until I said, can you really look at that?
I started laughing the other day. I said,
why you give me this thing to open up?
It's a fool. But I think now, like, what's your guilty pleasure now? I would think it's travel for all of us.
Food.
Food and travel.
My guilty pleasure.
Food
and sleep. Well, you can't spend money on it. Food and travel. Food and travel.
I would say food and travel. I think that's for all of us now. It used to be
clothes. Shopping.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn about no clothes more.
Y'all thought I was serious. Y'all thought I was playing. Y'all see my little two pieces. That's it.
Yeah, because you've been wearing them.
Honey, I am so.
You know what I cannot wait for? What? I cannot wait until I'm 55 where I can go to Hamrick's and I can buy the little two-piece leisure suits. And where my
who is keeping Hamrick's alive?
My mom.
So Senior Citizen Day is on Tuesday. And so you get like an extra 15%
off. 15%
off. And if you're military, you can get some more money off. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you something. I'm about to get rid of all my clothes in a minute. Because if you think about it, you always gotta find a top to go with the bottom and the shit already together
by set.
And then
I got on set today.
That's right. I'm telling you.
The shit at Hamrick's. At Hamrick's don't have to be iron. So now you eliminate eliminating that problem. I'm telling you, old bitch life is lit.
I got my set from Sheen though.
That's all right.
And that's fine. Sheen. I got one. Every time I wear it, somebody stops me and says, where did you get that from? I said, I got it from Shein. She was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And I wish I would have bought the brown one, the cream one, and all of them.
Now,
I'm telling you. I'm
going to tell you right now before we get into our topic of the day. Y'all better get them damn Shein hauls for they make them goddamn tariffs to the
real.
Point where
on
Shein
real
start charging. Look, your Shein order going to be $77 and then your shipping going to be damn, $100. So your shit gonna be $177.
But yeah, I think travel and food definitely is guilty pleasure.
You just made me just go into depression.
What?
Talking about the tariffs.
Yeah.
The tariffs, I know.
Yeah. I mean, but if you think about it, everything's gonna go up in a minute. Ugh. And if y'all think because of all these damn plane crashes that the flight's gonna go down. Nope. Because guess what? When y'all ain't traveling, when y'all finally do decide, plane ticket gonna be $57,000.
Not only that, Yoshi, we're about to get into today's topic now since we on the subject. We're talking about things are going up. Natural resources are going up. Your electricity is gonna go up. I don't know about the water. But your natural gases are going to go up because the coal, everything is going to go up. So, I mean.
But everything was supposed to be going down, speaking of current events.
That's why y'all should have put them goddamn solar panels on y'all house.
But you know, we can't have them in our neighborhood.
What?
It's in HOA.
In the bylaws?
In the bylaws. We can't have them.
What? I be damned.
We cannot have them because a couple of people had theirs up and they were like, you need to read your bylaws.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so
they had to take them down.
Ooh.
So we can't have them.
Ooh.
Ain't no way you going to tell me.
Child.
So at one point, you could have the.
Well, I think nobody paid attention to them. And then when this new crew came in that took over HOA,
and
the
you
board.
Gonna tell me to take my shit down.
Is it CMS that's taking over?
I ain't taking down nothing.
It
that
is?
Was all. If I had,
yes.
if I they had
permission, something else.
They are definitely something else. They are definitely something
How
else.
You go? So here's the deal. Do you really own your house?
No.
If somebody can come in and tell you.
And that's what somebody said.
Y'all,
shit. You don't own nothing.
That is just
if your house is paid for, you still don't own it because
you
still
gotta
pay taxes. But are you exempt once you get to a certain age? Homestead?
No.
Don't you get exempt from homestead?
60. What is it, 65?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, homestead. I need to look into that.
Homestead,
for some people.
Nigga, you ain't nowhere near 65.
No, I said for some people I need to look into that.
Oh, for grandma and grandpa?
Mm. Yep. I think once you get a certain age, I think you are exempt.
I think they're good because they're retired military.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't think it's happening for them.
So
that's
yeah, look into Homestead.
Okay.
In Richland County, down at the on the Hampton Street building, mm-hmm. that's where Homestead is located.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's good that they still recognize elderly people because in this day and time, they ain't giving a damn about elderlies no more.
How do y'all feel about people disobeying the law or orders or just being disobedient? How does disobedience sit with you?
Are you talking about people in political?
Well,
politics?
Just in general, so your child, you mm-hmm. tell your child to do something and they disobey you. So there's a consequence, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. At work, you are the supervisor, manager, whatever, and you not saying disobey because that's a very hard word to have in the workplace, mm-hmm. but you give direction. And the direction isn't followed. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel? You don't have to answer right now. And then mm-hmm. as we go up the chain into, you know, government, political, you are given standards. And those standards are not upheld. They're ignored. Like, how does that make you feel overall? Does it make you feel like, where is the line? Because that is supposed to be, like, the line. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, this is the standard. This is what's not supposed to happen. And then when you cross over that line, there's supposed to be a consequence. But mm-hmm. then what happens when the consequences aren't upheld or when they're ignored?
That everybody feels like it's a free for all. It's almost like the song.
So cool. Who's listening to
it's
who?
It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Yep. So now everybody like, fuck it. Nobody has any respect for the law. Or anything where it governs rules and societal norms of the right thing to do. Because look who you got representing you. This nigga done been allowed to do any and everything, say any and everything. So why should y'all, you know, put a filter or some restraints on me? Like, to now, more than ever, I think it's free game to do whatever fuck you want to do. Now. I would think you would have enough sense to discern and know, all right, just because Bobby's doing something mm-hmm. doesn't give you the right to do it because we come from not necessarily.
We're not cut from the same cloth.
Civil rights era, but mm-hmm. we right behind it.
Right.
And I know that it's some privileged people in this world that are allowed to do some shit that
we could
I would never be able to do. Mm-mm. So I know this. But you think about our kids. Mm-hmm. They don't understand this. They think that they're just as privileged as the next one mm-hmm. because we're all the same.
But they're slowly finding out.
Shit. You don't learn today.
It's almost like you're the story of the young man stealing the medication because his mother was ill and there was no way else he could get the medication. So he wanted to save his mom's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I guess it's a case by case. I don't know. You understand why he was stealing the medication, but it was still wrong to do.
Okay, so I'm going to take y'all to a point in recent news. This week passed, this young lady was kicked out of her house with relatives for some reason, and she took her children to a parking garage and had the car on with the heat running. Eventually, the car runs out of gas, and two of the kids got hypothermia, froze to death, and she's stating that I asked for help. Nobody would help me.
Mm-hmm.
And now that my two kids out of four are dead, now y'all want to help. It's too late. But family members are coming out now saying, you didn't ask me.
Well, they said the children's father, she asked
she
him
to ask,
come
she
get
did
him, and he
ask
said
him.
Why?
He said, no, he said, I got to work. I can't keep the kids. He said, but she knew I had family members that would have kept the kids that she didn't ask if that's where they needed to go. So now with that, we can't just say in hindsight,
right,
oh, I would have done something, but it was a shelter around the corner from where she was at. They got, so now they're putting all these laws in place that if you're having an emergency in that particular city, you can go to a police station, mm-hmm. you can go to a hospital, you can go to some type of public place that has that, you know, I guess it's open up all night or whatever, if mm-hmm. rather than to have your kids freeze to death in the car.
Right.
I mean, well, it's a little too late for that.
That's,
but it's going to help some other families. But now you're going to have an influx of people.
Right. That's going to take advantage.
That's going to take advantage of this. And then it's going to be shut down again.
Right.
So where's the happy medium here?
Golly, I can see this being a disaster.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is almost like you wish they did have things like that in place. But I guess if the person is vetted, I guess once you find out, like, okay, this person lights really are about to be cut off, or this person really doesn't have anywhere. Do you have anybody? Because I remember, well, DSS still will do it. They'll have this meeting, and they were like, okay, here are possible relatives that we can contact. And if these people can take these children in, then they'll take the children in. We'll continue to work with the custodial parent mm-hmm. in getting stuff done. So, I mean, that's why I just think, like, it's on a case-by-case basis of what happens. Like, you still have laws. I know we don't want to break them. Like Yoshi said, it's some people that can do anything and everything, mm-hmm. and they don't have any consequences for it. Some things I know that we would never be able to do, and in some way we'll be ridiculed or we'll have a consequence for it regardless of what happens. But I just think that it has to come to a median, and you're going to have to be vetted some type of way.
Well, I just feel like the laws are going to change to suit one dimension.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very one dimension.
Yeah.
And I feel like with all of the changes that are happening and that possibly will happen, there's about to be a lot of that going on. A lot of homelessness, because a lot of the programs that are funded right now to help people in need, those programs are probably going to go away.
Of course.
And people who really need the care and the help is not going to be there. So mm-hmm. a lot of people really don't have anywhere to go. And then it's families now that's probably already at capacity mm-hmm. in the space that they're living in. So mm-hmm. where do we go? Like, what do we do? How do you support? How do you help?
This is what I say. Right now, we cannot be divided. And I'm talking about us as a race. We just cannot be divided. We all need one another. Mm-hmm. And whatever we have that is a resource, we're going to have to pull together. Like, my understanding used to be a long time ago. Like, the communities pull together and help people instead of being so judgmental, instead of being, no, this is for me. We're going to have to pull together and pull our resources together, because clearly this administration, they are really trying to get rid of, they are slashing where it's most needed in our communities. Medicaid, like you said, all these social service projects, all of this stuff is about to be slashed to little or nothing, or they're leaving it up to the states. So mm-hmm. if we are in a Republican state, which we live in one,
yeah.
and our Republican governor is not as moderate as we want him to be, those programs are going to be cut.
Well,
too.
I think so, because I just read in the paper yesterday, or in an article yesterday, that they are wanting to bring the Dodge work here to get rid of the efficiencies of our local government and try to minimize a lot of what Elon is doing in the federal government.
Right.
They're mm-hmm. wanting that to happen mm-hmm. now in South Carolina. I read that article yesterday.
Okay.
So if that is the agenda and the plan for them to move forward, we are effed as a state. We are effed up.
But we already
effed
up.
I mean, we about to be effed up. Hell. Like, yeah.
Okay. We are going to be
quick,
below.
Fast, and in a hurry.
Have y'all noticed that it's less people standing on the corner with signs anymore?
You know.
I'm just like, what happened to everybody?
Because I think everybody's kind of like, look, this is what y'all voted for, so we good. Y'all go on.
But where are all the beggars at?
It's just they gonna been stacking up.
It's just I'm
standing in
they
the
been
line.
Stacking
with,
up.
They,
mm-hmm. And they said, well.
I'm just noticing. Like, it's, you know how you just notice something like, hold on, where are little street beggars at? Where they at?
Yeah, they must know. I must have had a sign on my head. It's like, don't come near me because they don't approach me. Because
I guess they feel like, look, nobody has anything.
So I will say.
But I'm about to have a sign.
I will say that I am a, what do you call a person who is a Democrat but yet still has public.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're moderate. You have to be, you got to be in the middle.
Yeah.
Right. Because some things I do agree with.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Right. Yeah. So do I think that there should be all of these public funded agencies and opportunities for people to a certain extent?
Yes.
I was a single mama. I had to get it how I lived. I was able to use the WIC, of mm-hmm. course, when I had a baby. I was able to use the daycare funding when I was in school doing nursing. But I've always worked. I've never been on welfare.
It's supposed to be a help.
It's a stepping stone.
Yeah, stepping stone.
It ain't
stone.
For you to live off of your whole life. So, with housing, yes. Do I think there needs to be a cap? Sure. 5 years.
Either that or for the elderly, once you are at a certain age in life and you're only dependent upon your Social Security, if mm-hmm. that's still going to be around, or whatever retirement that you have left from your employer, if you cannot maintain the house that you once lived in.
Right.
A lot of people, you know, they grew up in husband, you know, taking care of this home, they have to downsize.
Right.
And I mean, I think there should be certain stipulations for certain things.
But I would be more inclined to say, limit the funding on the younger people who can work and survive.
Able-bodies, yes.
And put more funding into the elderly who we know
right.
we need to set up more. Like, instead of having all these housing communities, like in our city, we got the colonies. Throw all them niggas out. All of them.
Where they gonna go?
Half of them don't even need to be there, Luke.
Find them for.
I hate to discriminate.
I do.
But you look at the cars they driving. You look at how they spending them. The wigs they buying. And come on now.
Don't even look at that. Look at the fact that these are one story, pretty much 1 to 2 bedroom type community.
1 to 3 bedrooms. Yes.
Why not make that a elderly community? It's where the most crime goes on at. But if you take this little one story
and clean
it up and make it, you know, nice for the elderly community, I like, to me, that's a more beneficial situation mm-hmm. where I could see that working.
And not only that, so where your goddaughter was staying, that neighborhood, when it was first built, beautiful, nice. Very, very nice. Now, oh my God. It's like, it's terrible.
Is it?
Oh my goodness. It's so much go on back there.
Yeah.
So much. Because you're letting, not saying anyone back there, in there, but there, it's like, it's
the YNs.
Bad. Oh, the YNs.
They
have taken
over. And
bad.
So, I say this to say, take all of the, now I ain't saying all of it, but take a lot of the funding away from the people who are considered to be abusing it. Like if Tara, this is a fictitious person. If mm-hmm. Tara comes to housing and we give her a housing voucher and she has one baby, and this is in 2010, why the fuck am I still paying for Tara to have an apartment? Now she's had to move up a couple of bedrooms because now It is 2025, and now Tara has 5 children. Mm-hmm. What have you done to better your life other than to keep having children, to keep getting assistance? And that's why I'm saying, if you can go out here and keep getting babies yet still need help, at some point, I have to cut your ass off because you're not fucking learning.
Right. Right.
God damn it.
Well, our governor's doing that because now you have to have, I guess it used to be called welfare to work program. So now you're going to have to show that you are 100% looking for a job, not just a check off. You're going to have to show that you are looking for a job or you in transition to work where right. you're getting this needs and all that, the resources and stuff for finding a job, all of that, or you got to be in college in order to stay on Medicaid and
okay,
receive SNAP
so
benefits.
Let's talk about the college aspect because colleges
they wanted to take that funding away. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to take the Pell Grant and air all mm-hmm. that away. It's just an unfortunate situation. I'm over here like these people.
Because he doesn't care about educational monies because
I need
him and his folks don't require
right
funding in order for their kids to go to school. They can pay for it out of pocket. So they don't care.
I need mm-hmm. the Taras of the world mm-hmm. to realize
stop self-sabotaging your fucking life.
Yes, stop it. Stop. I don't know what it will take for you to stop, but you have to stop. And if this is not a lesson now that they're mm-hmm. the new Taras are seeing or the existing Taras are seeing, they better do something real
because,
quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Because to me, a Tara is not a vulnerable adult. A vulnerable mm-hmm. adult right. to me is the elderly and the disabled.
Right.
I feel so, like elderly shouldn't have to pay for insurance
right.
or anything.
Anything.
I really do.
So if you take the money away from the vulnerable adults that we say now that are abusing the fucking system, then you got more money to put into disabled and elderly.
Mm-hmm. But they are going to have to show that they are working. They are working or they're getting a certification
they're about to
in
be,
something or they in
reality
college.
Check is about to slam
oh,
them.
It's about, it is.
Or if it hasn't already.
But here's the thing. And guess a who lot of, at? But see, we gotta, but here's the thing. We gotta do some fact checking. And I think what is happening now that all these people that voted for this current administration, they're finding out it's their people that
God
are.
Damn right.
That was benefiting from all of this.
Mm-hmm. You know how many
welfare
white people get?
Because they're the ones
with
that
EBT
are getting it.
Card.
It's more them than us. And now they're sitting there saying, wait a minute.
Caitlin got to go work down at the goddamn
yeah.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
Because they about to cut her shit off. And she's upset.
It's a lot more students receiving funding than they thought. See, they just really think that minorities are the ones that are just lazy and not doing anything. Mm-hmm. But that's not it. You all had a head start in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of obstacles in mm-hmm. our course. So therefore, we had to find a way of getting around them mm-hmm. where you all had a clear path.
Yeah.
And that's the part that they still see that we're equal because so many of us have quote unquote made it. We've like Jeffersons, we got mm-hmm. a piece of the pie and they see all these millionaires of these communities
wouldn't have that if it wasn't for affirmative action.
Right.
Right.
And that's why sometimes it is, you know, you do have to go back. You got to turn around. You got to teach the next person. And we got to stop being so much of a me, 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 or I want my name on the top of the list mm-hmm. when we're doing project developments yep. and all this
and
other
work
stuff.
Together.
But I'm going to tell you like this. When it come down to survival skills and who's going to look out for other people, mm-hmm. it's going to be way more white people looking out for their lower class white people than it is going to be for the higher class black people looking out
and
for the lower class black people.
What,
and that's the bullshit right there.
And
I'm talking
that is what I'm talking about.
I can see that
so
happening.
Many people, and I see it all the time. I see where people frown upon people like, okay, well, we're doing this. Now we'll help our community get the photo op picture mm-hmm. in the paper mm-hmm. and on Facebook and all it. This stuff like that. But as soon as you turn around and these people really need you, you frown upon them. You don't really want them around in your settings and circles. That's not how you do it, y'all.
Let me retract my statement when I said white and black, because I'm going to say in every other culture other than the African-American culture, y'all stick together. Y'all take care of y'all own Jewish community, Asian community, Middle Eastern community. Y'all look out for each other. It's really community there.
Yes.
Why is it not community?
For us.
In the chocolate Golly. People.
I continuously say this. It's just like, y'all, come on. We got to get it like together.
It's always going to be a have and a have nots in the African American culture. And I don't understand why other cultures embrace each other.
And are successful with mm-hmm. their stance on
but
things.
But we can't. We can't do it. And you can't keep using the,
well, it goes back to slavery.
Because, come on now. We can't keep using that as a vice.
I mean, it's the truth. It is a truth to it. But then you have to kind of
I feel like it's a truth, but I also feel like it's a cop-out.
It's both.
Like, people use that as a crutch to say, well, this is why they do it.
But nobody wants to be the problem solver. It's like conflict resolution. Right. Nobody wants to come to the table and say, yeah, y'all, we got a problem.
Because nobody wants to
How
listen.
Are we going to solve it?
Because nobody wants to listen.
Right.
Nobody
and
wants
everybody
to,
wants to be right.
Everybody want to be right.
And everybody is selfish and, well, we got us over here, but
you think you're smarter than me.
How you going to get it over here.
Right.
And I get it.
You got all the answers.
I get it because the size home I have, I could probably take in a family. In a room if they, needed a couple of nights to get theyself together. But here I'm going to start observing. I get my ass out. I go to work every day. I hustle hard. I've been working since I was 15 mm-hmm. years old. The minute this goddamn girl and these kids tear up my goddamn house or this woman act like she don't want to get out here and work and get it how right. I live, I'm going to be like, you know what, sis? You're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah.
What are you doing to be productive?
Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
How are you helping
right.
yourself?
So, but here we go. Am I wrong for that? Hell no.
No, because you've given mm-hmm. her an opportunity. Because
I'm giving mm-hmm. you an opportunity to get your shit together. Right. You're not showing
me. I mean, you're
going
to have to act like the government on
right.
her.
You
like,
ain't showing
I need
me
to see
you
your
want
job.
It. Right.
I need to see your job list today, and I need to verify yeah. that you had an interview or put in an application
right.
or something.
Or even with that, you go and you get your tax refund and you don't offer me any money and I've housed you for these months or you go and you go take a trip with some money you got
you,
or got some,
you,
but
you,
then you don't
not
offer
supposed
me
to be taking no trip.
Right.
Trip
so,
where?
So here I am as the what am I, the leasor mm-hmm. now seeing, okay, well, I gave this bitch a solid for a couple months and now she on her feet and she ain't trying to, here, ma'am, you helped me out so much and this is what I want to give you back for helping me. No, you know what? I can't. So I think that's what Black people experience a lot. And so that's why they have kind of like the attitudes that they have. Because if you done been shitted on so much by your kind, you kind of feel less inclined to be helpful.
We got to build back trust and confidence in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I hate for us to be at the bottom. We're not at the bottom of totem pole, but we damn near there. And I just, we're too rich. We're too smart for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have too many talents and abilities mm-hmm. to be in the forefront. And you know what? People know that. They do know that.
Right.
People know that. But it's like, y'all, we got to work smart collectively and work together. I was telling somebody one day, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, man, maybe we need to start back having those meetings. You remember how people used to come together during the civil rights era, mm-hmm. have the meetings at homes. Like, we need to come together, have a meeting at, you know, meetings and talk about how we're going to improve our community. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to do this. Or
And be firm and sincere about what you set out to do. Because you'll have people to get together just to have a goddamn dinner and talk that big money shit. And then when it's time to put some money down to do it or put the effort into doing it, everybody fall the fuck off.
Oh, I have something to do. Something came up.
Do you remember this long time ago when we first started YOLO? So that was 2017, 2016.
Mm-hmm. 16, I think.
You remember when they tried to get the co-op together for that grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see that building is still, it's nothing there. Nobody couldn't get anybody together to do that project.
Because when it's time to
put the money up and
come out and put the manpower up, everybody else got something to do. Because it was good to talk about it.
And my understanding was it was a big thing. Like, well,
but I
if
thought
we,
it was something that you could buy into.
That's what I know. Because what was it like? Maybe $1.99? Because I was like, we can do this. We can invest in this. But my understanding is what stopped it was, well, whose name is going to be there? That's why I always say that. Whose name is on the top? Because I am throwing some shade. Because it's some people that
doesn't
we know.
Really matter.
Yeah, it's some people that we know. And I'm like, come on, y'all. That's what y'all doing right now?
Oh, wow.
When y'all could have built something huge, that would have been amazing.
I mean, it can still happen, though, right?
It can still happen. But they got to want to sit at the table with people they don't think, you know, maybe because we don't have as many followers or that person, they don't think that person is you know, popular enough. Y'all got to sit at the table with some people. Y'all are passing some people by that will just make this a real thing if you all just sit down and talk with them.
I'm looking at all these mega churches that collect all these monies every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Mega churches.
Mm-hmm.
If all the black churches came together on a specific Sunday, they could literally buy property. All we need is one Sunday of offering from all the churches. We could systematically buy a building, buy a building, buy a building, buy a building, buy a building.
Okay.
And then you could make housing for elderly. You can do things, but just for even churches just sit all week. Nobody in them.
Okay.
This is the time where people could come in, use the bathroom, use laundry facilities, have a warm place to stay.
Right.
Why we got buildings just sitting here closed up throughout the week?
And why can't we have 50-50 ownership or, you know, equal ownership?
Absolutely. Right. And so you do see in some of our mega churches in our area, they are starting to buy buildings. One of them bought a whole mall, and you would have thought World War III started.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could not believe he was able to pull it off, and he did. And I'm so glad that they did.
But they ain't doing nothing with half of the rental space.
Well, no, they're trying. They're trying to get some people in there, but some people are blocking them.
Dang.
Yes. Wow. It's been other churches. They have new rental. I don't know if y'all have been down in, you know, Southeast Columbia lately, but they got a lot of stuff building up there. They got a lot of homes. They got apartment complexes at that mega church over there. The other mega church on the northeast side, they bought some more property. My understanding that they have recently inquired about another space. But they're not really telling anybody about it because, of course, you know, sometimes when you throw stuff in the air, some people try to put the darts in there and try to blow the balloon up. So they're just, you know, waiting on the okay and the approval. So I think they're doing what you're saying. It's just kind of like they don't want to prematurely announce what they're going to do.
Because someone could sabotage.
Right, because just like when the other church bought that entire mall, you know, well, my understanding, some of the church members knew, but nobody really knew it, and it was crazy. So then when one of the other churches bought the movie theater, oh, it was the most wonderful thing in the world. This is wonderful. Oh, what else are you all going to do with that space? I said, well, wait a minute. They just bought this entire place, and y'all thought How did he do it? Y'all was asking, was drug money involved in it?
But it goes back to what I said with the crabs in a barrel theory. Right. The minute they started acquiring those properties, people started giving less to church because they figured, so y'all taking my money and buying up shit
for
you
jobs.
To make money and Because I hope you don't think that little $50 you put in the tray bought some shit ugly.
And in the same breath, they say the church don't do anything for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Right.
But exactly.
When I see, when I guess I see the vision more clear because I'm seeing more jobs. I'm seeing, you know, for the community, for the people in the church. I just see they're trying to put back what they're saying that the church does, they don't do. They're trying to put back in the community that they serve right here mm-hmm. in that area. So I see jobs. I see, you know, financial growth for people and their families. I see home buying. I see, you know, a stable place to stay.
But everything is so sketchy now with the economy. There's going to be less people being able to tithe.
Right.
Financially. So people have to learn how to tithe within their community.
Yes.
And do things within their community. Like me as a healthcare worker. I can tithe my knowledge and services mm-hmm. into my community, which I do every week. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we have to find other indirect ways to give back to our community where it doesn't necessarily affect our pockets. Your time is priceless.
Resources.
Your resources are priceless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Like, don't always feel like, oh, shit, I got to give. I told my niece during Christmas time, I ain't got no money to buy y'all no presents. I don't. But I got a whole salon in my house. If y'all want to come get y'all hair done and get that done for free, that's your Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't cost me a goddamn dollar. And they still got to save money where they didn't have to go to another salon and get X, Y, and Z done.
Right.
It was an even trade. It's almost like bartering.
Mm-hmm.
Give me X, Y, and Z for A, B, C. It ain't costing you nothing but time.
You know what I've never seen? I'm not saying it has never been done, but I've never seen our community host a job fair within our community. I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, businesses out there that are looking for like little small things, administrative assistance or on a job training where you can pick up the knowledge base. You may not get paid for it, but it gives you experience, especially for like our teenagers or whatever. Some type of giving back into the community to say, hey, these jobs are out here. Now, it's up to you how you interview and all that if you get the job. But I've never seen where our local churches or local businesses host and come together with like-minded businesses to host a job fair for us.
You remember how when we were younger, everybody would rush in the summertime to put their paperwork into the Urban League?
Urban League, yes. Yeah. Urban League still have it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But look at the people who apply for mm-hmm. Urban League now. It has gone down tremendously.
My son is a... Yeah. A product of
tremendously.
Urban
so it's like you could barely it was like a gift and a prayer for you to get into Urban League back when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's almost like a sure shot because nobody hardly actually even applies like they did back in
the
day.
Oh no, they still apply.
They do.
They still apply.
They do.
And they don't, but the thing, like Von just said, a lot, they look for businesses to have these interns or pay these interns in the summer. A lot of people don't come forward mm-hmm. and say, I'll pay or I'll intern, I'll pay for the person to come and be my intern.
But how is that possible if you still need labor?
Well, some people are not willing to join.
When my son did the Urban League, they got paid at the end of their sponsorship or whatever.
Yep.
They had to complete the entire summer.
Uh-huh.
And then I think it was like $300 or $400. I can't remember how much it was. It wasn't a lot. But for a kid, that's good. I mean, you can buy your own school clothes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, whatever.
And that's what I'm saying, because I actually went to the Urban League and signed up to be a vendor.
Nobody.
And see the follow-up. That's what I'm talking about.
I couldn't get the kids to show up.
And yeah, the follow-up.
I couldn't get the kids to show up. I'm willing to pay you.
I will say this, Vaughn. There has been a church that has had a job fair.
Okay.
They've had job fairs. They had like health fairs and all of that. I can say that my sorority is going to have their annual Black Women and Girls Conference. And the Sarah that is in charge of that, she is looking for vendors that have summer opportunities for youth.
Okay.
Even camps, all of that, because we got to solicit it out, because you really don't hear about them much anymore. And it's kind of like these are the things that need to be in the forefront. And I always say they don't want that, because that's positive.
Teaching kids but, how to do tax. I had a little boy in Publix walk up to me. He said, "Ma'am, do you have anybody to do your taxes?" He was with his mother. And I was like, "Yes." I said, "I'm sorry. I do my own whatever." He was like, "Okay, thank you." But he had to been about 11, 12 years old.
Right.
Young little boy. Middle school age.
Right. And we got some kids in our neighborhood now. They're doing a mobile detail service. So I say, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to let them wash my car maybe in the next week or so. Those are the things that need to be in the forefront. But let something negative happen, or it's in a negative light, that'll be the first thing. And on the news, everything is so negative. They want all the negative stuff to be in the forefront. Mm-hmm. And we got to start pulling that back out.
Yeah.
Like, Yoshi, you all are part of like a co-op, I would say, where you and Cortez and all of y'all get together and y'all share out businesses and say, well, such and such is doing this business. Such and such is doing this business. Let me hook up you up with such and such and such and such. All of that needs to be out in the forefront. Like, everybody be like, well, no, I don't. I know somebody who's a caterer, and y'all call such and such. Or I know somebody who has another event space. Let me call such and such. I know somebody construction. Those are the type of things I think now need to be out in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody needs to know and connect with them. Because we need all this connection.
The only problem is the circle of connections that I have is so topsy-turvy when it comes to doing a good job, being available. Like, y'all can't own Black businesses and do nigga business. Because
you got to be professional.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's that. And that's it starts out strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then it get real lax.
Right.
And that's what I don't like. And so I can refer you to like any Siobhan.
Right.
This is my go-to caterer. Anybody who comes to me and I'm one of them girls to know in Columbia when it comes to, do you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I can refer you to any kind of business. So she's my caterer of choice that I refer to everybody, because I've seen this woman show up on time, be professional,
mm-hmm.
Give you great service, yes. Great food.
Ooh, that food. I'm still thinking about that salmon.
And so when people come to me, that is the person that I give. And she has thanked me repeatedly, like, oh, thank you for the referral. Thank mm-hmm. you for the referral. You know, anytime you need me, I got you, girl. Cool. And so I will stand by her. But I'm not going to refer no business, and I know y'all do nigga business, and make me look bad. I'm not going to do that.
And that's understandable.
So you going to have to keep pay like you weigh. The same quality of work you gave me the first fucking time,
mm-hmm.
you got to keep delivering on that, or I'm not going to refer you to mm-hmm. my people.
Right. And I understand I understand that. But
and you need to understand why.
Right.
Right.
And then that's when you,
I think when
the
they start making a little money, they get a little lax with stuff.
And so that's the accountability part. And then that's when you got to hold that person accountable and say, listen, I don't know if you're just doing too much, or maybe you need to hire some people or ask some people to come and assist you. But this is what's going on when people are referred to you. And then this is the service that they're receiving.
So because I've never been anything other than Black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can't speak on nobody else's culture. We see it every day. You have this charismatic, enthusiastic Black woman that comes to the interview. And she presents herself as though I have to have her. She get there. Now, right. She done turned into, what in the hell is this?
Right.
So I pride myself on always doing a great job. I go to my job. I show up. I do my job every day. I don't give you the black girl attitude. This what y'all paying me to do. So I'm going to do it. Now, am I going to do some school work on company time? Maybe so. But I'm always going to give excellent customer service and not talk shit to my doctors and say, God damn, I'm trying to read my book. I ain't got time to see no more patients. I'm never going to be that person. But do I have other people around me that do it? Yes. Do your job. And do your job well.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never have a problem surviving and making money. I mean, that's just the way I'm going with it.
Right.
Yep.
No, you're absolutely.
I look at my best friend. She's in demand. Any job she goes after, she gets it. Mm-hmm. Because she has that reputation of she comes in, she does her work. You see where she delivers.
Right.
Within her clients. So.
The reputation is everything.
It speaks for itself.
Yes. Reputation speaks for itself, pretty good or bad.
Taking us back to politics, the reputation is speaking for itself. Regardless of what y'all try to make us believe in this election, we all know who the goddamn president is.
Oh gosh, right. Yes.
We tried to warn you all, but now you see.
Y'all saw it in the press conference,
right? Because Lil X, he made it known.
So yeah, just.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah. What is it?
How in the hell, and I'm sorry I'm cussing now because I'm mad, you gonna accuse a previous president for being African and now you got a non-citizen that is actually from Africa running the country? Yeah. I said it here. And it ain't no allegedly. But let me say allegedly.
We
to work with your children. Now everybody gonna feel like they can come to work with their child.
We living in some dangerous
monkey
times.
See, monkey do.
We living in some dangerous times. I'ma just say, houses in order, get your exit plans in order.
It's gonna be a lot of how you say the word?
Polygamy?
Polygamy. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of polygamy because people going to need some place to live.
Well, and we just said that. Didn't we talk about that?
And
I
said that. It's going to be a lot of couples.
You're
gonna need
You're going to need several incomes in a household.
You're gonna need, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need, and I keep saying it,
and
honestly,
everybody gonna
we
be
are
on board
going to
with
need
it
one
because
another.
Out of desperation, I can't even speak. Out of desperation, there's going to come those type of mentalities where we have to bind together and survive.
And we are going to need one another. We're going to need one another.
So band together.
Yep, we are.
Band together.
And, you know I've been taking a break. I haven't been watching much news and all that stuff lately to just kind of keep a mental balance within myself. But honestly, and you've heard us say this before, locally, we all need to pay attention to what's going on. Please get involved. Go down. I'm not saying you have to go every week or every month, but please get involved. Read all the city council meetings, town council, county council, school board, all of this stuff. Everything is important now because things are going to be cut federally. That means state funding will be affected in how things are disseminated. And if you want our children and our future and our community to grow, you're going to have to be there. And this is not the time to really be quiet. And I'm not saying you have to voice your opinion, but you're going to have to put some action behind what you're talking about. So if that's, like Yoshi said, helping a child out during internships in the summer, or just being there to really mentor a child, or just being there for a family to say, hey, I see you may need some breakfast or lunch. Hey, have this on us. Some kind of way. Help out any way that you can, okay? Because we really going to need one another at this time.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We out. Where can they find us, Vonnie?
They can always find us on all podcast platforms. Handle is The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. Our website, never miss an episode, at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.com. And send us an also very necessary letter, or you can hit us up in our inboxes on Instagram or Facebook. If you know us personally, drop us some a message. And our email is thevery@gmail.com.
Amen.
Susie Q,
what you charging on with this?
Oh,
week?
I was about to say too. I'm on the rampage right now. Okay, listen. Congressmen, senators, stay on their telephones and their inboxes. Let them know how you're feeling about all this stuff, because they are the ones we put them in office. Therefore, they have a right. They have the obligation to respond to us. So you all, like I said, just take one thing. If it's one thing you're passionate about, look into it this week. And make sure you get the answers that you deserve for those people that we put in charge. All right, y'all. We out. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.